Hello, my name is Dr. Brad Hulsebus. I'm a chiropractor here in Rockford, Illinois, and welcome to my little podcast. I do this podcast every week where I come on and I answer a question that somebody has about chiropractic or chiropractic care. And the reason I do this is because if you want to learn about chiropractic, the only person that's qualified to answer these questions are a chiropractor. Just like if you had questions about your teeth, you'd always run it past a dentist. You wouldn't ask your family doctor, you'd go to the person who does teeth, that's your dentist. And so when you go through medical college, you don't learn about chiropractic. You learn about medicine and medical treatments. So in chiropractic school, we learn about chiropractic. So that's why I come on to ask this. Now I am team chiropractor for the AHL Rockford IceHogs. I just finished my 18th season with them. I'm a proud graduate of Palmer College of Chiropractic in Davenport, Iowa. I'm a third generation chiropractor, and I currently serve as the Illinois delegate for the International Chiropractic Association, and I sit on the board of directors of the Illinois Prairie State Chiropractic Association. So if you have a question about chiropractic you'd like to have answered, go ahead and ask. So let's start this week's issue. This week has to do with the immune system. And I want to make this crystal clear in case anybody from the United States government is listening or anybody else like that. Chiropractic care does not affect the immune system. That's what we're supposed to say. That's when COVID came out, they made it crystal clear. Do not claim that chiropractic can help boost your immune, take care of your immune system. So I am saying crystal clear, chiropractic care does not do that, because I have been instructed by my malpractice, legislators, and everybody else to make that crystal clear. So I hope that's crystal clear. Now, I'd like to go over research. A lot of people who know me know I love reading research papers and study research. This weekend, I had the benefit of studying with Dr. Ben Lerner. Maybe those of you have heard of Ben Lerner. He is the author of Body by God, a top 10 best-selling book. I like Dr. Lerner a lot. I wish in his book he would have mentioned he was a chiropractor, but in his sequence books, he did. A really cool book. If you really want to turn a leaf and start a new life, and maybe you find yourself in a situation where you're unhealthy and you need some motivation, Body by God is a phenomenal book. I highly recommend it to almost all my patients. But he shared with us some research, because just like me, he likes research also. And one of the first things they sent to us was from the Chiropractic Osteopath from 2010, volume 1826, the EPUB 2010, September 8th. And this one is about removing interference from two super systems talking. And this one talks about how when you look at the immune system, you have this thing called interleukin 2. Now interleukin 2, you've heard me talk about it before, that's the one that you get from fish oil, right? So if your omega-3 levels are good, your interleukin 2 response is good for inflammation and distress. Where if your interleukin 3 is high, then you get hyperinflammatory, all kinds of things. And it was really cool to see that the antibody synthesis introduced by your interleukin 2 response, meaning that your normal homeostasis, good response, your antibodies, which are part of the immune system, it's temporarily augmented following a chiropractic adjustment or spinal manipulation. So what this research paper is saying is after you get a chiropractic adjustment, it's been noted that the antibody synthesis increases after receiving chiropractic care or spinal manipulation. And the second part of this research paper, it talks about a respiratory burst. They're noticing that the white blood cell count goes up 15 minutes after chiropractic manipulation. They notice they're taking it 15 minutes before, they're checking it 15 minutes afterwards, and it goes way up immediately. More so than it does 30 or 45 minutes later. A significant increase immediately 15 minutes afterwards. A lot of patients have reported that like after they receive a chiropractic adjustment, they immediately feel like their body's undergoing changes. In our office, we literally have Kleenexes right where the tables come up, because if we do that adjustment, people's noses start running and stuff like that. But again, if anyone is listening, I've been told to say chiropractic care does not affect the immune system, regardless of what this paper says, okay? It says that it does not affect it, but this paper is saying that after you get a chiropractic adjustment, it was published, that there's a definite increase in white blood cells noticed, especially 15 minutes afterwards. Now, the next paper Dr. Lerner shared with us has to do with allergies, dermatitis, and atopic disease. This is the relationship between vertebral deformities and allergic diseases, written by the Journal of Osteopedic Surgery, 2004, Volume 2, Number 1. And it says right here that a vertebral misalignment or chiropractors call them a subluxation, is a common and characteristic finding in patients with atopic dermatitis and bronchial asthma. So they're saying that people with atopic dermatitis and bronchial asthma, when they looked at it and did a study on them, almost all of them were finding to have vertebral misalignments in their middle spine, which is what we call the thoracic spine. And then what they found out was that 120 of these atopic dermatitis patients who received spinal correction treatment, I'm going to guess by a chiropractor, every day, that 72 to 88% of them improved. And there was a 70% improvement of people with allergic diseases. So we all know that the immune system has a big function in this atopic dermatitis and also allergies. And apparently if you come in, a majority of people who have these misalignments in their spine, and a majority of people have these misalignments treated every day for a few days in a row, 70% to 88% had significant improvement. This paper also suggests that chronic nerve compression, secondary or because of the vertebral deformity in the thoracic where the rib cage is, has significant effects on the immune function. So they're saying that if you have this and you have this, if you have the chronic issue of your upper back, your thoracic spine having these stresses, they're saying that there's a big significance in these people who have this and have immune function problems. And they're saying the adrenal cortex of these allergy patients might be in chronic decline with this chronic nerve compression. So they're saying that if you have misalignments in your spine that's been there for a long time, creating havoc on your nerves coming out, it actually might affect the adrenal cortex functions and have increased your allergies. And it's being shown that people get this corrected, their immune system gets stronger and then they are able to fight their allergies better. But again, for the record, even though this paper says that people under chiropractic care have 70% improvement, for the record, chiropractic does not affect the immune system, I guess. So that's what we're supposed to say, even though I read papers like this. So let's take a look at another one. Those are all, you know, fairly recent studies. Let's look at one maybe a little bit older here. This one is written by Dr. Kaur. It's the spinal cord is an organizer of disease processes. This is from the Journal of Osteopathic Associates, 1979. So I was 4 years old when this was written. It's called The Spinal Cord is an Organizer of Disease and Process. Part one of this said neurochemical and neurotopic consequences of nerve deformity. Again, there's that word again, nerve deformity, because nerves are under stress, or clinical implications related to spinal manipulation. So they're saying that they're seeing neurochemicals and neurotopic changes have to do a lot with spinal manipulations, or as we call them, chiropractic adjustments. They're saying that in part two, the parathial autonomic nervous system and the neuromuscular system, that's what NMS stands for, neuromuscular skeletal system, is the primary machinery of life, the effects in the sympathetic and the autonomic nervous system. So they're saying this in this paper that when the nerves leave the spine, there's definitely consequences with that when there's what they call nerve deformity, or what we call subluxation in the spine. So they're seeing a hyperactivity of the sympathetic innervation as a common factor in disease. So what does that mean, hyperactivity of the sympathetic innervation? So sympathetic is your fight and flight. I'm sure you've all heard of fight and flight. You're under stress, fight and flight kicks in. And they're saying that the hyperactivity of that is a common factor. So if your sympathetic nerves, your fight and flight, are behaving more aggressive than the stress coming in should warrant, and then the stress in your environment should warrant, because perhaps there's a spinal deformation, I'm trying to use their words, not mine, a nerve deformation caused that's relieved by spinal manipulation. They're saying that would cause the fight and flight to kick in, and when your fight and flight is kicking in big time, you have a hard time fighting diseases and other things. And an axial transportation and neurotropic functions, the effects of the manipulations, part four. So that's the final part of it. They're saying that once the spinal manipulation, or as we call it, a chiropractic adjustment, is performed, the hyperactivity, the overfiring of the fight and flight system goes down, and then therefore, since that's a common factor in having disease, if we remove that, we should see an improvement on disease. But again, for the record, chiropractic adjustments, chiropractic care, apparently does not affect your immune system. That's what I've been told and instructed to tell you. And that's my official statement. I'm just reading research papers here. So let's go back a little further. So my dad graduated chiropractic school in 1975. So that last paper was written, you know, he was about 4 years in the practice. Let's go back to a grandpa practice. This is written by K-U-N-E-R-T, M-D, on the functional disorders of internal organs due to vertebral lesions in the CIBA symposium. This is 13, volume 3, pages 85 to 96, 1965. The title of this is Spine, Organ Function and Subluxation. Finally, one of the words we use here. Records of numerous cases, including myocardial ischemia, have shown lesions of the spinal column are perfectly compatible with stimulating, extenuating, or making a major contribution to organic disorders. Therefore, there can be no doubt the state of the spinal column does have a bearing on the functions of the internal organs. So this basically just says what we've always said, that there's a misalignment in the spine, creating what they call a subluxation, which we also call a subluxation. It's affecting the nerves. There's no doubt that the nerves coming from the spine going to body parts are affected. And that's coming from 1965. So if it's the ones that go to digestion, it affects digestion. If it's the one that goes to respiratory, it affects respiratory. If it's the one that goes to your cardio system, it affects your cardio system. If it's the one that goes to your endocrine system, it affects your endocrinology. But I am told to tell you, it would not do that for immune function officially. I don't want to violate any rules here, so I'm going to say that. So even though this research paper would suggest that, the official stance that we have to say is that it would not do that. So I'm hoping all of you are clever enough to understand the research papers I read. If you have a question more in depth about them, I want a copy of them. I've been showing them as I'm talking here, so if you're listening to this podcast, please go to YouTube and see it. I have all the papers coming up as I'm talking over my face, so you can see the actual papers and the sites I'm quoting. But again, as the official stance, chiropractic care does not affect your immune system, although nobody told these authors of this research papers that. I'm just sharing information here. What's the old saying? Don't kill the messenger. So I'm sharing the information that I've read here and seen here and studied here. You can draw your own conclusions, whether you want to, what you want to believe, what you don't want to believe, what you want to accept, what you don't want to accept. I hope all this helped you. I hope this understood a little bit how the immune system can be related to certain things. Obviously not chiropractic, I guess. That's what we're supposed to say. But there's a research paper and the science behind it. Now remember, if you have a question about chiropractic or chiropractic care, leave me a comment below. Go to our website, RockfordDC, RockfordDC.com. Leave us a message there. Maybe next week you'll be the question of the week. And if you're with the FDA or the licensing boards and this and that, I just want to make it clear. I said over and over again, chiropractic does not affect the immune system. This paper disagrees with that, but that's what I'm saying. So I didn't say that. All right. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.